In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Question 359. Who is the principal priest in every Mass? The principal priest in every Mass is Jesus Christ, who offers to his Heavenly Father, through the ministry of his ordained priest, his body and blood, which were sacrificed on the cross. Number 1. Christ gives. The perfect sacrifice was that of Christ on the cross. The priest was the Son of God made man. He was also the victim, since the gift was himself, his own human life. It cost him every last drop of his precious blood. He gave it to his Father to show him his love and devotion. As Christ hung on the cross, every beat of his Sacred Heart said to his Father, "Father, I love you." Number 2, the Father accepts. The Father was most pleased. He accepted the gift of his Son offered him and showed it by raising him from the dead on Easter and bringing him to heaven 40 days later on Ascension Day. And here at the bottom of page 170, or comparison there with the resurrection and the ascension, the resurrection signifying the Father's glory, raising Christ, and the ascension signifying the Father welcoming Christ into heaven. These acts, in other words, the resurrection and the ascension, marked the completion of Christ's sacrifice. He is now in heaven, showing his Father his 5 wounds as a sign of his love. He is ever, forever, an accepted victim of sacrifice. On page 171, the Mass, the perfect sacrifice, continued. The Mass continues the sacrifice of the cross. Each time Mass is offered, the sacrifice of Christ is repeated. A new sacrifice is not offered, but by divine power, one and the same sacrifice is repeated. As often as you shall eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. A quote there from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians. In the Mass, Christ continues to offer himself to the Father as he did on the cross. And in the Mass, the Father continues to accept his Son's gift, just as he did in the resurrection and the ascension. That is why the priest says immediately after the consecration of the Mass, "Mindful, therefore, O Lord, not only of the blessed passion of the same Christ, your Son, our Lord, but also of his resurrection from the dead, and finally his glorious ascension into heaven, we, your ministers, as also your holy people, offer to your supreme majesty of the gifts bestowed upon us, the pure victim, the holy victim, the all-perfect victim, the holy bread of life eternal, and the chalice of unending salvation." And so you have within the Mass, and there's a drawing that shows this towards the bottom of page 171, a memorial of the passion, resurrection, and ascension of the Lord. All of those are present. So, just like the perfect confession of sins was done by Christ in the garden, so the perfect penance for them was done by him in his passion and death. Someone, St. Paul said, has to pay the price. One way to meditate on this mystery and to really bring it into your mind, soul, and heart is to look at the crucifix from the top down, like the Father looked at it, if you will. Most of the time we look at a crucifix in front of us. It's up on the wall, perhaps, and we look up. But so you can also take one and look at it from the top down, seeing, as it were, as the Father saw his Son on the cross. Now, the reward of this great sacrifice is glorious, and he is perfectly deserving of the resurrection and the ascension. But notice, the scars are still there. Even after his resurrection, he showed them to St. Thomas the Doubter, one of the apostles, after the resurrection. And this is another way of saying that the Mass really is his sacrifice. Think of it this way. The sacrifices that my parents made for me, or for you, from our infancies, those sacrifices were done once, but they continue. They are repeated, if you will. They are real. Not that the sacrifice of Calvary is repeated, but it continues. And that continuation is real. So the lessons they taught us, the love they showed us, we receive that love again through those lessons, even though they may not even be in this world anymore. Their love is real. Their sacrifice is real. And though it might have happened once long ago, we receive the benefits of it over and over again. We really do receive them. All that I have to do is call to mind the sacrifice of my parents that they made for me, and their lessons, their sacrifices are, in one way, just as real and just as new as when they first gave them. And in a certain sense, they go even deeper. I appreciate them more as I go on in life. This can be the same with the Mass, provided, of course, that we go to it regularly and faithfully.